Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last night in Billings, before a sold-out crowd of 400 people, the Montana Family Foundation held its annual Friends of the Family fundraising banquet. And this year's guest speaker was none other than Baronell Stutzman, the 74-year-old florist who was sued by the Washington State Attorney General for refusing to create flower arrangements for a same-sex wedding. If the case sounds familiar, there's a good reason. It's been going on since 2013. For six long years, this grandmother of 24, who should be enjoying retirement, is instead being drugged through the courts by an overzealous state attorney general, driven by an irrational desire to destroy her both personally and professionally. And what was her alleged egregious crime? Simply refusing to create wedding arrangements for a same-sex wedding for a man she considered a friend and served faithfully for over 9 years. She had no problem selling him flowers for birthdays or Mother's Day or any other special occasion, but she drew the line at marriage because of her deeply held religious belief that marriage is a sacred union of one man and one woman ordained by God. The crowd sat in rapt attention as Stutzman described the emotional roller coaster she's been on as her case wound its way through the Washington state courts and eventually wound up at the U.S. Supreme Court with what appeared to be a victory, only to have the Washington courts ignore Supreme Court precedent and continue the prosecution. She's once again appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court as she faces the loss of her business, her home, and her retirement, all because the left refuses to see tolerance as a two-way street. This is a great lesson for all of us. As I told the crowd last night, ideas have consequences, and bad ideas have victims. Baronell Stutzman is a victim, and she's not the only one. Cases like these are winding their way through courts across America as more and more people of faith choose to take a stand for the values and beliefs they hold dear. And it's not just people of faith. This week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard the case of Harris Funeral Homes versus the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. In that case, a transgender employee decided to begin dressing like a woman, causing consternation for grieving families. Just imagine, a man with hairy legs wearing a dress pushing grandma's casket down the aisle. The funeral home declined the employee's request to dress like a woman and was immediately sued by the EEOC. At issue is whether the federal government can redefine sex to include gender identity. And this case has far-reaching ramifications. It threatens the privacy, safety, and dignity of women and girls alike because a loss would allow men who claim to be women onto women's sports teams and into women's public showers, restrooms, and locker rooms. If sex no longer means male and female, it would also force all of us to use hundreds of politically correct gender pronouns. And the list goes on because, as I said before, ideas have consequences and bad ideas have victims. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.